The Global Salmon Initiative is looking for a 50% reduction in the use of antibiotics in farmed salmon. Sophie Ryan is the CEO. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
My view of a salmon farm is like they're swimming around in a huge net.
Yes, that's correct. The salmon are kept in pens out in the ocean.
One of the key trends, a 50% reduction in the use of antibiotics. How are antibiotics given? In the past, what would they do? Just infiltrate the water with antibiotics?
No, it doesn't go into the water. It's given to the fish individually.
You must somehow capture the fish, inject it with some antibiotic, and then tag it or...
Yes. So there's two ways of doing it. You can either collect the fish using the well boats, which kind of, this is how we pull the fish out and treat the fish and give it to the fish. You treat them all and put them back in the water. Or they kind of use like a sheet to kind of collect the fish just at the top of the pen, treat that section, and then let the fish go.
Just as farmers are trying to be more sensitive about the use of antibiotics because of antibiotic resistance, my assumption is that that is what drives your efforts?
Exactly, yeah. Especially in seafood, there has been an issue with the misuse of antibiotics in the past. Antibiotics are used in every form of animal production, as you're aware, to support the fish health and welfare at times when perhaps they get ill. Of course, any antibiotics use is prescribed by a qualified vet.
Resulting in better disease control. Produced by the Ag Information Network.